for Darlene Donnelly, owner of the Kinnick Bar in Kinnick, Alaska, this year's running of the Iditarod didn't. The race usually starts right in front of her bar, but not this year. Darlene is at the Kinnick Bar. Hi.
Hello.
So was it a packed house this year?
No, it was very quiet, very dead. The place is usually packed. I mean, you can hardly get in the doors and outside. If the Iditarod's coming through, it goes out here on the lake and across the lake, and the people can, you know, see their favorite musher come in and check in at that point, and then right across the end of the lake is where the Iditarod Trail starts. And we have people out on the outside selling Alaskan-made articles, you know, their hats and their carvings and everything. So it's kind of good for everybody.
I hear that there's not enough snow there, and that's why they've moved the path.
Okay, last year we had snow. They said we didn't have enough. I had drivers with trucks to dump the snow. We had groomers to groom the snow so that it would be perfect for them, and they wouldn't do it.
Boy, what is it going to be like at the Kinnick Bar this year?
Well, it was pretty dead. They started the race later now up there so the people don't get even back down until, you know, 6, 7 o'clock at night. And, of course, by then, you know, everything's over with. Everybody's ready to go home.
Boy, that must have hurt.
Oh, yes, it sure did.
What do you do at the Kinnick that's special for the Iditarod?
Well, we have Hobo Jim, who is a legend here for the Iditarod. He's a real good entertainer. Everybody knows who Hobo Jim is. He's been coming to this bar for Iditarod for 25 years now. And then he draws in a big crowd, too. They come to see him and come to see the race go through, which has not happened. I think this is the fourth year straight in a row now.
Darlene Donnelly is the owner of Kinnick Bar in Kinnick, Alaska. Well, Darlene, I want to thank you very much, and I hope things get snowy next year, and I hope...
Yeah, you and me both.
Darlene, you got any Hobo Jim music there?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Can I hear some?
Okay, hold on. Let me turn the jukebox on, and I'll play the Iditarod song for you. How's that?
That'd be great.
Way, way up in Alaska, the state that stands alone, there's a dog race run from Anchorage in the Nome.
And it's a grueling race with a lightning pace, where the chilly winds do wail. Beneath the northern lights, cross snow and the ice, that's called the Iditarod Trail. We'll give me a team and a good lead dog, and a sled that's built so fine. And let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale. I did the Iditarod Trail.
From the Kinnick Bar in Alaska to the Gnats of Idaho.